And you can take our very, very quick survey this morning. It'll only take you all of a couple of seconds. Asking the question this morning, do you think banks have turned around? Are they starting, you know, to do things a little bit better? Are you happy with them? And are you a bank customer, a building society customer, or a credit union customer? Because apparently they're trying to do the right thing. Head of Campaigns and Policy at Choice Magazine, Aaron Turner. Aaron, good morning. The banks all of a sudden become nice, or are they still the closet bad guys?
Well, look, banks this week have issued a new marketing campaign saying, "We hear you. We're trying to do better." I guess our message is don't hold your breath. They're looking at a range of concerns, but proof is in the pudding. We haven't seen any tangible changes yet. There's lots of promises, little delivery so far.
It's interesting how things have changed. The dynamic has really turned, because if you cast your mind back 30 years or more, just going and getting a home loan, you had to walk in and basically donate an organ. They'd tell you in 6 months' time. That's all kind of turned around. Banking's got very, very smart, obviously, with the inclusion of modern technology. But with all of that, as you said, that they really seem to have a monopoly. And we keep hearing the government turn around and say, no, we're going to stick it to the big banks. But are you seeing anything changing?
Yet. And we keep a pretty close eye on this. There's a big process going on run by the Industry Association, the Australian Bankers Association. There's a lot of projects looking at everything from how retail staff are paid. Are they paid to sell or are they paid to help you? Most cases, they're paid to sell. And looking at fees, looking at real-time banking. In some cases, you're going to see some changes within the next year that'll be really tangible. So real-time banking's the big thing.
What is irking customers?
Oh, everything about banking.
Oh, dear.
Look, it's everything from why am I paying these high fees that I can't seem to avoid to the much more serious, deep cultural issues. Why is it that every time I have a conversation with my bank, I feel like it's the would you like fries with that model where I'm being sold something? There's this really aggressive sales culture in some banks, and that leads to the scandals we've seen in financial advice. In some cases in the credit market, it leads to really bad outcomes for some people.
Aaron, do you think some customers, and if we have a look at mortgages, for example, do you feel like they feel under a little bit of tacit pressure that if they don't take their home insurance out with the bank, that may actually affect whether they get the loan or not?
There's definitely some pressure for consumers to bundle everything together, particularly from the big banks. But the general rule of thumb is, if you're banking with a big bank, you're paying too much across mortgages, credit cards, loans, even savings accounts. We see that the fees are high, the interest rates are low or high, depending if it's in the bank's favour, and they're not delivering the best products. Look outside the majors if you're looking for a better deal.
Can I have a whinge for a second?
Go.
Do you know what gives me the poops with the banks? I don't use them often, but it's checks. If I write you a check, for example, and I write you a check, well, how much do you want?
Oh, give me $50.
$50? Oh, fantastic. I was expecting an extra zero. Okay, so I write you a cheque for $50 and I hand it over to you, and then all of a sudden you go to the bank and cash it in. It's gone from my account, yet that $50 that you desperately need disappears into somewhere and you get it 3 days later. Yet I can go to an ATM in the middle of nowhere on the back of Timbuktu and get money out. That just drives me crazy.
It should. There's some systems in the banking sector. They are archaic. They're built on infrastructure that is decades old. And this is where consumers are going to see some changes in the next probably year from this thing called the new payments platform. It's going to be the first time we'll see real-time payments, not just for things like checks, but for people get really frustrated when you transfer money from your bank, say, to your partner's bank or to your friend's bank, and it goes missing for 2 to 3 days. That should be a thing of the past very soon.
So where does it go? I've got a theory it goes on the short-term money market, but I am a conspiracy theorist on this.
Oh, look, the reality is the infrastructure that sits behind banks in some cases is old. It's outdated. Think of it like a creaky horse and cart versus the new modern internet era. The new payment platform is long overdue. A lot of other countries already do this, and the banks have finally collaborated with a series of other industries, payments industry, non-bank lenders. So we should see some innovation there soon, fingers crossed.
Are the banks doing anything right to make people happy? Were there any bouquets with the brickbats?
Oh, look, I think the best thing we can say about banks in some cases is that people don't think about them. It's the kind of service that if they're doing well, it's not, you thought that you have a lot of positive things to say, that you don't even notice it. Banking should be a service that doesn't interfere with your life.
I like the colour of your carpet. Oh, dear. I think we might leave it there. So there you go. So basically at this stage, the banks are still the meanies no matter how many full-page paper ads they take out.
That's it.
All right, Erin. Hey, thanks. Stay on their case and we'll talk to you soon.
See you later.
Head of Campaigns and Policy at Choice Magazine, Erin Turner, 2NURFM.